You understand that? Worry should not be part of our logic. Our logic, we should make good financial decisions not based on worry or fear. We should make good financial decisions based on good financial information and then move forward in that, but not to worry. This is the verse that one of them, I was heading for. Verse 32, for after all these things the Gentiles seek. What's he talking about? The Gentiles, or the people who are in the world, seek what they need to eat, what they need to wear, what they need to drive, finances for education, all the rest of it. They all seek these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. So he is well aware of what we need. Now this verse, verse 33. But seek first, number one, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So after all what Jesus said, giving all those instructions about the things that we need and so forth, he says the primary goal for us should be to seek the kingdom of God. Number one, seek the kingdom of God. Seek to advance the kingdom of God. Seek to be involved in the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You could put and his justice or his way of doing things. See, there's a justice of God that the world knows very little about. In the kingdom of God, there is justice. There is a justice system in the kingdom of God, and it doesn't waver. So we are to seek the way God does things. Seek God's mind on the affairs of life. Listen to this translation in God's words. But first, be concerned about his kingdom and what has his approval. Then all these things will be provided. So he's saying, seek first the kingdom. Seek the things that he approves of. Be concerned, first of all, about his kingdom. Now we got to ask ourselves, what are we seeking first? Remember the scripture that we read earlier? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Well, that is a good indication of whether we're seeking the kingdom of God or not. One of the things that you must ask is, where are my finances going? What am I spending most of my money at? Where is it? What's the treasure? What do I find so valuable that I'm putting money toward? Because that's an indication of where your treasure is. And the scripture says, if you can find out where your treasure is, then bet your bottom dollar that that's where your heart is. So we can take a look at our money. And I'm not talking about the tithe now, because the tithe belongs to God anyway. I mean, that's out of the equation. I'm talking about what do you do with your money? What do you spend your time at? Is more money going into entertainment? Could get real quiet in here if I keep on this trail. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. All of them. Wayman's translation puts it this way. But make his kingdom and righteousness your chief aim. Your chief aim, your number one aim. If you're looking, wondering where you're going to be in the next 5, 10 years, or you have a goal set, or you may not know what your goal is, if you will seek first the kingdom of God, God will turn it around so you'll find yourself walking in the place where God has for you. Walking in the beauty and joy and prosperity of God. If you'll set your chief aim on the kingdom of God. Now, we are talking about the basic needs of the kingdom, but he said that the basic needs of the kingdom, if we'll seek the kingdom, or the basic needs that you and I have in this life, they will be added to us as we seek first the kingdom. Now, added to means there's something already there and he's going to add something to it. So he's suggesting now that as we seek the kingdom of God first, if we seek spiritual things first, if we seek that which comes from the spirit realm even first, then all these other things will be added to it. So we'll have the other things as well if we seek the kingdom first. I love this translation in Moffat's translation. It says, and that if we seek God's kingdom first, all these things will be added to you over and above. Moffat's translation says, they'll be added over and above. And it means you'll have more than what you need, over and above, if we seek the kingdom of God first. I love that. We'll have more than above. That goes right along with Deuteronomy 28, too. Deuteronomy 28, 2 says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God." All these blessings shall come upon you if you obey. So hear, believe, obey the word of God. All these blessings will overtake you. It means that it'll just automatically happen. They'll run you down. Amen. These blessings of God, if we seek the kingdom of God first. Seeking his kingdom first. But this won't happen without seeking. We must be involved in the seeking. We must be involved in the seeking. And I'm not talking about just salvation here. Listen, the kingdom of God is a lot bigger than you getting saved, than me getting saved. It's a lot larger than that. The kingdom of God is so huge that it's involved in seeing nations changed, seeing nations come to God. It's a whole lot bigger than you and I. And we limit this kingdom of God concept of many times of being saved and you and I brought into the kingdom and that's it. But there's much, much more to it. You and I are called to seek to advance the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we put that first and foremost, we'll see that all our needs are met here in this earthly realm that we live in. Seek first his kingdom. Seek his social order. Seek his social order. I believe some of the things that we're dealing with today socially is because a lot of the Christians never really stepped up to the plate and set forth a standard for society to live by. And now we have all things going around in our society that has become, quote, acceptable. And I want you to know that if it's against the word of God, it is not acceptable. I don't care what politician says it's okay, it's not acceptable. If it goes against God's word, it is not acceptable. I'm talking about things in our society that has changed over the years. I got saved in 1980, and some of the things that were predicted back in 1980, I just wouldn't believe it. It just wouldn't be possible. It just wouldn't be, you couldn't comprehend the concept of it in church at that time that two people of the same sex would get married. You couldn't comprehend that back then. But now we see how far we've come. Things are changing. And God is saying, seek first the kingdom. Don't deviate from his principles. Don't deviate from the way he set things, the order in which he set things in. Stay close. Seek first his kingdom. Seek his social order, the kingdom way of doing things, the kingdom mindset. Seek those things and his righteousness, the justice of God, and all these things will be added to you. God is not asking us to do without something. Do you ever think that God is asking you sometime if you feel impressed, like he says, give and it shall be given unto you? Sometimes we read that and say, well, I got to give, and we have the attitude that it's going to cost us. If God is telling us to give, it'll never cost us because the reward of the return of it is wonderful. Now, I'm trying to get this message across in the light of giving you a passion for the things of the kingdom of God, not to get. Yes. The get is a byproduct and it's joyful and good and all the rest of it. But what I'm trying to say is it's safe to seek the kingdom of God first. Seeking the kingdom of God first does not mean that you have to do without. Seeking the kingdom of God first adds all these other things. If we seek the kingdom of God first, we seek the true riches of God. And then all the other things are added onto us. Praise God. I like this. It's a Jewish common saying that says, seek that to which other things are connected. You get that? Seek that to which other things are connected. A king said to his friend and asked him, what would you like me to give you? And the friend says, thought about, I would like to be a general in your army. He thought about, that'd be a good thing to say. But he thought, well, I know if I ask to be a general in his army, then I'll get that. I know that. But I should ask for something that other things, if I ask for the right thing, everything will come with it. So he went to the king and he says, I'm going to ask for your daughter in marriage. because he knew if he got the king's daughter, he got all the blessings of the kingdom. See, other things were connected to his request. And it's the same thing when God says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added. He's saying, seek first the kingdom of God and these other things that we need to live in our daily lives, they'll be taken care of. But put your primary focus on seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, parents, if you want a good life for your kids, if you want your kids to enjoy life and prosper and be in health, seek first the kingdom of God. Teach your children to seek first the kingdom of God. Teach your children that their primary focus in life should be seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm convinced of it. Well, let's just move on. I read this recently. Ask great things and little things shall be added to you. Ask great things in this natural realm, and little things will be added to you. Ask heavenly things, and earthly things will be added to you. Isn't that an interesting statement? Ask heavenly things, and earthly things will be added to you. In 1980, I asked that I might be saved and come into the kingdom of God. I asked Jesus to come in and manage my life in 1980. I didn't know much about it. In fact, my salvation prayer was, Jesus, I don't know if you're real, but if you're real, come in and save me. I don't want to die and go to hell. It was as simple as that. That's all I said. I asked for something heavenly. You know, as a result of that, my marriage was saved. As a result of that, the things that I had today actually are a result of that. I asked for heavenly things, and earthly things came into place. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Praise God. Seek first his kingdom. Seek his way of doing things. Being involved in seeing his kingdom advance here on earth, and all these things will be added to you. Scripture makes this very, very clear over and over again. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing. In other words, don't worry. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. 1 Timothy 4:8, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness, seeking first his kingdom, is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. It's pretty plain, really, when you read it in Scripture. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's not just in Sunday morning. And it's not just in the concept of, Lord, how am I going to get to the place in life, in my senior years, where I'm going to have all my needs met? How am I going to get to the place where I'm as comfortable as possible? Now, in this Western society, we have to admit, we have to fight that thought. We really do. We have to look at that thought and realize that life, my life, is not all about how comfortable I am. What I'm saying is not to suggest that God, that I have to do without the comfort, but what I am saying, I have to seek the kingdom of God first and let him add comfort to me. But my primary focus must be seeking the kingdom of God first. I love this scripture. Psalms 37:25. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. The psalmist David cried that out and he said, I've seen those people who obey God, who walk in the things of God. I have not seen them forsaken. Praise the Lord. Another scripture in Mark 10:30. He says, But he shall receive, the person who seeks first the kingdom of God, the person who puts their focus on seeking after the kingdom of God and advancing the kingdom, he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sister and mother and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Again, seeking first the kingdom of God will bring us to this place of awesome, I like to use this word, fulfillment in life. There's something about having a sense of fulfillment. There's something about having a sense of making a contribution that really helps us to feel fulfilled. When you make a contribution towards something, it seems to bring back to you a sense of value as well in this life. you have a sense of contributing to something. Well, when you have a sense of contributing to advancing the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have every reason to have a sense of value. I love this. I read in a bulletin, actually last week, Amy must put this in here, I noticed that, and it says this, "The wonder is," it's a quote by John G. Lake, "the wonder is that Jesus purposed to make your heart and mind just as sweet and lovely and pure and holy as his own." Is that a goal in life? The wonder is that Jesus purposed to make your heart and mind just as sweet and lovely and pure and holy as his own. That's what God purposes for you. He purposes for you to walk in the beauty of Jesus, just as he walked upon the earth. He purposes to bring us to a place where we'll hear what the Father is saying, where we'll do what the Father desires us to do, where we'll accomplish things in the same way that Jesus did, where we'll have a passion to serve the Father. You remember when the disciples came back from casting out devils, healing the sick, advancing the kingdom of God? The scripture, when they come back, disciples were all excited and they said that even the demons are subject to us in your name. And the Bible says there that Jesus rejoiced. He rejoiced before the Father. He rejoiced. He seen the kingdom advance, and he seen where the power was given for those people to advance the kingdom. The scripture says that Jesus rejoiced. "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added." Seek first the kingdom of God, and Jesus will be rejoicing. He'll be rejoicing as we advance the kingdom of God. I know that that is a key to your destiny. It is a key to the joy that you can have in Jesus. It is a key to your fulfillment in life. I'm convinced of that. It is a key for you being all that God has called you to be. Now, and when I say that, I hope everybody realizes that God has called you to victory. God has called you to be a victor. God has called you to walk in the peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. God has called you to walk, to serve in a kingdom that is one of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what he has for you. So as you seek first his kingdom, all these things will be added to you. As you seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, his peace, his joy will come upon you, and you'll give glory to God in the process. But you must make a determination to seek first his kingdom. That means you have to forgive where forgiveness is needed. That means you can't walk around with any kind of bitterness in your heart. That means you have to be willing to get rid of the things on the inside of you that is molding and shaping you if they're not of God. That means if I've got something against anybody, I must get rid of it. I must let it go. I must clear my conscience, if you will. Because if you keep it in there, you'll be developing yourself with the wrong raw material. You can dress yourself up and put on all the makeup you want. You can do anything that you want to do to your outward appearance. But if those things are still on the inside of you, they're going to come out. And so you must get rid of them. Why don't you stand with me, please, as we prepare ourselves for communion this morning. Seeking first the kingdom of God. You would realize that if we are seeking first the kingdom of God, the first place to start, of course, is in that place of salvation. Just as I did when I knelt down alongside my bed and asked Jesus Christ to save me. That is the place to start. I want to ask you this morning, I don't know if there's anybody here that hasn't invited Jesus into their life, but I want to give you the opportunity to start from this place forward, seeking first the kingdom of God. I want you to know that you have a desperate need. If you're not saved this morning, you have a desperate need to come into the kingdom. there's no other need that you need more than coming into the kingdom of God. And I pray that if you're having difficulty making that decision, that you'll see the goodness of God, even in what was said this morning, how God wants to prosper you. He wants you to be in health, even as your soul prospers. He wants good for you, and that goodness of God will lead you to repentance. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus right now that your Holy Spirit, moving amongst us, might speak clearly to us this day. Clearly, Father, that we might know and understand your ways. And Father, I ask that you bring to us situations in our lives that we need to address so that we'll be diligent to get any of the negative raw material that would be producing things in our lives that we might get rid of them in Jesus' name. Bring to our remembrance, Lord, those things. I want to pray a prayer with you. Really, it's a prayer that will set us totally free if we'll grab a hold of it and believe it. If you've never prayed this prayer before, inviting Jesus into your life, you take hold of it and you grab it and say, "That's mine." And you already are a Christian, then you grab a hold of it too as a statement, a declaration, a proclamation that Jesus Christ is Lord and that you belong to Him. Let's all pray this together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We realize that we need a Savior. We also realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior that we need. We invite Him now to come into our lives, to take over our lives, that we might be cleansed from all sin. And Father, we declare it is our desire to put Jesus first, to seek the kingdom, that Jesus would be glorified in our lives. Thank you, God, for setting me free now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for washing me clean in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.